The United Nations Population Fund has declared July 11th to be World Population Day. This year's theme is Universal Access to Reproductive Health Services, an effort to spread the use of contraception, abortion, and morally questionable birth-reducing practices around the world. The Director of International Coordination for Human Life International, Joseph Meany, told Charles Collins the agenda of the day ignores the real medical issues surrounding actual reproductive health.
What they refer to as reproductive health essentially is the agenda of contraception, sterilization, abortion, all these things that really don't have anything to do with happy motherhood, but rather getting rid of children.
When they talk about universal access, you think of there are several countries in the world where abortion, for example, is illegal. Countries which have a predominant culture that does not look favorably on contraception. What is the UN doing to promote what it calls universal access?
Well, you know, UN programs around the world, particularly through the United Nations Population Fund, have these different population demographic projects that they do. And then including in that, of course, is distribution of birth control, contraceptives, and even coordinating population policies in different countries around the world. Some of these countries do have abortion legal, some don't. And the UN kind of walks a fine line there. But essentially, the purpose is to control demographic growth. We're always hearing about the problems of too many people rather than helping people with problems of infertility. Now, infertility would be a reproductive health problem, but one doesn't hear about that. One hears about unsafe abortion, or one hears of lack of access to birth control, things like that. Another thing is obstetric fistulas. That is a reproductive health issue where women have impacted delivery of their babies, and then they have major problems with their birth canal afterwards, and they need operations to repair that. That's a reproductive health procedure that was very low on the totem pole of reproductive health for the United Nations.
We hear this about reproductive health services, talk about population control. It's World Population Day. Yet other UN agencies are starting to sound the alarm that the world's getting too old. There's not enough people being born, for example, to pay for Social Security, to provide pensions. Is the UN looking in the wrong direction on a day such as today?
You know, it's very interesting to see how some agencies of the UN are looking in one direction and others are looking in the opposite. And in fact, even as they look at the world, essentially the Northern Hemisphere is not having enough children to replace itself, graying societies, demographically dying societies. And the Southern Hemisphere, more or less, is having more children. And of course, what they focus on these population days are the poorer countries of the world where they still have larger families on average.
And as a final question, you pointed out some issues of actual legitimate reproductive health. Because of this intertwinement with things like abortion and contraception, are these general health concerns not getting enough attention in general because people get confused on terminology?
You know, one of the things that I think is the greatest tragedy, probably the modern era right now, is that all these billionaires and individuals who think that they can make a really big difference in the world are putting their money into family planning, into birth control, as opposed to maternal health services, you know, and trying to make delivery safer. It's been seen around the world that if you invest money, and not that much money comparatively, in helping women to deliver babies safely, in just increasing the general medical knowledge in these different countries and general medical level, you can do a lot more to help these populations than simply flooding them with condoms or flooding them with birth control, which actually ends up being quite expensive. And I think that there's a real opportunity being missed here around the world.